A quick recap of today's impeachment hearings. The witnesses, Dr. Fiona Hill, the top Russia expert on the National Security Council, and David Holmes, a diplomat in the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. The big takeaways, Republicans have argued that Trump was justified in wanting to investigate alleged Ukrainian meddling in the 2016 election. Hill fought back hard against that.
In the course of this investigation, I would ask that you please not promote politically driven falsehoods that so clearly advance Russian interests.
The other big point today, pressure. David Holmes said Ukraine's president felt he had no choice. If he wanted to come to the White House and receive military aid, then announce investigations into the 2016 U.S. elections and energy company Burisma, where Hunter Biden was a board member. Here's Committee Chair Adam Schiff questioning Holmes.
So you're acknowledging, I think, Mr. Holmes, are you not, that Ukraine very much felt pressured to undertake these investigations, that the president, Rudy Giuliani, and Ambassador Sondland and others were demanding?
Yes, sir.
Republicans said investigating Burisma was part of a broad anti-corruption campaign in Ukraine. Hill and Holmes said no, it was about the Bidens. Here the two are questioned by the Democratic lawyer, Dan Goldman.
It was very apparent to me that that was what Rudy Giuliani intended, yes. Intended to convey that Burisma was linked to the Bidens, and he said this publicly, repeatedly.
And Mr. Holmes, you also understood that Burisma was code for Biden's?
Yes.
Hill and Holmes painted a picture of competing paths, one of them where diplomats were working toward U.S. foreign policy goals, a second in which the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, Ambassador Gordon Sondland, and others were carrying out the president's personal political aims. Hill recounted a meeting with Sondland.
And I did say to him, Ambassador Sondland, Gordon, I think this is all going to blow up, and here we are.